It was a good football to watch.
It was disgusting.
There is nothing wrong to congratulate.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. As we all know, Mamelodi Sundowns have been crowned champions of the DStv Premiership yet again, and all eyes were on Kaizer Chiefs this past weekend, waiting to see if the Glamour Boys would give the Brazilians a guard of honour. Chiefs, however, did the respectable thing and indeed gave the champions a guard of honour. Acts like these do indeed show a respectful nature. Getting into the game now, Kaizer Chiefs had an opportunity to seal the victory with the penalty in the dying minutes of the game. However, Keegan Dolly's effort was saved, leaving the game at 1-1. Because of all of this, we decided to ask you, what do you make of the scoreline and how do you feel about Dolly's penalty miss? As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
Yeah, no, they've done it, but now I don't know the reason behind that, because my Kaizer Chiefs is leading Sundowns with trophies. We've got many trophies than Sundowns. Yeah, but for a fair play hat, I think it's on their side, it's fine. But personally, I don't like this guard of honors thing, because one, it's not a hidden fact that Kaizer Chiefs is bigger than Sundowns. We achieved a lot. Sundowns just rose to occasions only seven seasons ago. As for Keegan Dolly's penalty, truth to be told, human beings, players are human beings. Mistakes are part of the games. But I want to be honest. I'm speaking as a former player. I'm speaking as a coach at this moment. I'm very disappointed with that penalty. Very disappointed. The way he moved side by side before kicking the penalty, it was disgusting. He was supposed just to stand straight with the ball, hit hard and low, put it on the right side of the goalkeeper. It was supposed to be the goal.
Well, with me, I'm actually a soccer player, so I would not say I complained or I'm complaining that much. It depends in football, whereby get an opportunity to score like a penalty. So, but we all know what's a penalty. As a football player, sometimes you miss these opportunities. Yes, it was sad, but unfortunately, these things happen, Pauline. So, yeah, for me, we'll get it right the next time. We'll get it right. All we need to do is sit back, do kick and dolly. And then the next time he gets the penalty, I'll be brave enough to go and take it. Then I score it. For me, that's it. But overall, in terms of the performance, I was very, very happy. We thought Woodbury was shy, but we gave them a run for their money. So yeah, I was very, very happy. The boys played very, very well.
Yes, it was a good thing of career and honor. Chiefs have done it for Sundowns to show them the respect of being the champions of this season of 2021-2022 season. It was the right thing. They deserved it. And on this Keegan Dolly missing the penalty, it was such unfortunate. Everyone can miss a penalty. Even in England, some of the top players can miss penalties. It was such unfortunate. But it's a part of the game.
It was a good football to watch. Indlela it kills that she's a performing ayo. Sometimes yes, ilalile I penalty got to lead to the mistakes. The ends are lalis in the football. We can't blame him. Yeah, game last Saturday, Billy and I so wish it him yam performed the way it performing a corner with Sundowns.
The guard of honor, it was a good thing, and to salute the champions. The draw, I think it soothes my heart, because for a lose, it will be a bad thing. But the miss penalty of Dolly, I was angry, but I accepted. Draw is better than a lose. That's why my intake, man. And I think played a better game than the last four games that we lose.
Yeah, first, Kangen Warisheke, and we're in the Kaizer Chiefs, Mamelodi Sundowns, because of, the Kaizer Chiefs, professional. So being the Obo professional, there is nothing wrong to congratulate our current champions of DStv. Besides, before Yayenzekile lanto leyana, Sundowns congratulate Kaizer Chiefs with the champions, the PSL. So it was big time. Like even no matter is Sundowns zona yenga yenzanga, but oyenza kwa iKaizer Chiefs alimayindanga. Sibona kala sebu professional, babazi professional, and balit was the professionals. And yeah, everyone, maybe, they told that Sundowns izobetha iKaizer Chiefs. And kunento abayilibalayo ba iKaizer Chiefs ayo Orlando Pirates. Sundowns ibetha Orlando Pirates. Ayina like iKaizer Chiefs. So mna self bendiyazi loo nto leyo uba iSundowns ayizulenza ixesha. Ewe yayilenzile kuqala because of uBaxter. Because of uBaxter wayerespekta iSundowns waya ngoyo yidefend. U-Arthur Zwane uye ngoyo yi-attack. So that's why man itim yethu idlala kakuhle ngoku and then khange ndimind nangaladro because of his performance yetim eright. And abantu there is something that they need to understand about Arthur Zwane usebenzisa eza rusty players ze kwi-future yethu bezibulawe kuBaxter kwi-bench esise kwi-bench nezinye idlala esi-art of position. So Zwane usazama ulungisa itim apolishe ii-players zizoba sharp zibe right and so zenze ke nge-one day loo nto leyo izawuthatha ixesha. So ndiyaphakamisa ngobangela. And then uDoli post penalty, yeah, I was a little bit disappointed to be honest. I was so disappointed, but at the end ndaphinda ndaunderstanda penalty lotto win or lose. And nam ndake ndayidlala ibhola before ndiyazi apha kumlandela penalty win and lose it depend on goalkeeper if ugesele apho uzayikhabela khona.
Ngascore ke toba disappointed because ngiscore konga 3 points because and then about Dul penalty, I think Dul was under pressure and then the guy was already happy, maybe no, he's going to score the penalty, but they were kick that penalty. I saw it before, keeper is going to save, and the time people I was with them, I told them, Dul is going to miss this penalty, and it happened, but they understand it's part of the game, at luck to our boys, but promise. Performance of Golden Boys was very, very high.
I was also expecting Sundowns to win, but not with a lot of goals. I was expecting them to win the game. Looking at how shaky Chiefs defense is, looking at the past few games that they have played, Chiefs defense were committing schoolboys errors. So looking at how fit Sundowns players are, then I just thought Sundowns, it might win the game, but not with lots of goals. But on top of that, my gut feelings told me the game will end in a draw. It's either 1-1 or 2-2. Yeah, you see. So I think now the way Dole is taking penalties, I think goalkeeper now have already seen lots of time when he take penalties because he take penalties to one side only. He doesn't change. So I think it's high time he start practicing to take penalties because he always take penalties towards left hand of the goalkeeper. So, but all in all, the game was good.
I was happy to see my beloved team, Chiefs, giving a guard of honor to the champion Sundowns, as it was the right thing to do. But as for the game, could have gone either way. With Chiefs nearly stealing it there at the death, they could have scored the penalty that was missed by Dolly, which we can accept because Riyad Peters is a very good penalty stopper. We know from previous experiences how much of a good goalkeeper he can be through spot kicks. Yeah, so accept the final score of the game. So it is well. Nukovic could have also scored 2 goals there at the death. But it was a very good display from both teams, and I think it was a fair result of the game.
I think Kaizer Chiefs, they were playing very well, and I'm proud of them, the way they were playing. I think if they can just give Arthur Zwane and Dillon Shepard to be our coach, it would be better. Those ones happened for Kegan Dolly, anyone, even Messi.
It was not going to be an easy game. It was not going to be that game of higher score, whatever people predicted. We must remember at the end of the day, Kaizer Chiefs is not a walkover team. Kaizer Chiefs is a big team as well. Let's forget about the way they're performing or they were performing recently. But we must know Kaizer Chiefs is not a small team. I was not surprised of this one all draw full time match. Even me too, I predicted the game to be a draw. Remember, it's not easy, especially teams like Chiefs. When they are playing with teams like Sundowns, all the players, they pull their socks. So on the score side, I didn't see any problem. That was my prediction as well. But when it comes to this penalty, when Tolly took the penalty, this was the only chance for Chiefs to grab a win against Sundowns. But unfortunately, at the end of the day, you can't blame Tolly. You know, there are more professional players who are playing overseas. They miss penalties. So a penalty is another thing. It's like a dice. You can't predict anything. So this was the only chance for Chiefs to grab, but that's what it is.
I'm sorry next. The way back Alenga corner, an information by Y7Zisa, back Ale righty. So I can't blame anyone. We miss a penalty, Ienzegale, I call him go to. So I'm going to blame you and get you. No, the way back Alenga corner, I'm happy. I wish we were keeper back Alaganji. Inking I to you could defend a pella. Yeah. Then go attacking who made you feel the right. So the way Scalenga corner, I'm happy. Mina ngi happy the way bakhale ngakhona because mina being expect ukuthi Sundowns izo score much goal amagoli amaningi, so sikhale right, I'm happy ale game bayidlalile.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.